Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to start with hopefully a simple thought that we can build upon as we think of God's Word today for this Hope for Life Sunday. And that hopefully simple thought, is this. You matter. You matter to God. And you matter to other people. Here's God's word to remind us that we matter to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. You know, it doesn't qualify there to say just the good people, or just the big people, or just the white people, or just the fully formed babies. No, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son for them, that they may have eternal life. Life. And today we remember that there is hope for life. All life. Little lives, old lives, moms and dads, grandpas and grandpas. Life matters to God. Therefore, you matter to God. You're a life valuable to God. I could give you tons of examples, I suppose, from the Bible of people who are similar but not like you, who matter to God. People of a different race. Father Abraham fathered a nation whose descendants mattered to God, the nation of Israel. Later, an Ethiopian mattered to God. He was riding in a chariot, and a friend, Philip, came along and said, "What are you reading there?" "The book of Isaiah?" "Yes." He goes, "Do you understand it?" He goes, "How can I unless somebody tells me what it means?" Philip got up in the chariot, decided to explain to him everything in the book of Isaiah about Jesus, the good news of Jesus. I guess an Ethiopian mattered to God. Or a Roman soldier, whom Peter, St. Peter, struck off his ear. Remember that? In the garden when Jesus was about to be betrayed. And what happened? Jesus said, "Stop that, put your sword away." And what did he do to the Roman soldier's ear? He healed it. A Roman soldier mattered to God, to Jesus. That man was unwanted for wanting to arrest Jesus. Yet Jesus healed the man's ear. He mattered. Well, let's go in a different direction. Women matter to God. Yeah. In some religions, I say this because women are not as important as men in other religions, but not Christianity. Women were the very first people to the tomb to see the most important miracle, the first to see it, on that first Easter morn, according to the gospel. In some parts of the world, that would have been shocking. Women got to see that first? Yeah. Jesus healed Jairus' daughter, restored her to life. Another resurrection there. I guess that daughter, a woman, mattered to Jesus. Mary, an angel was sent to Mary to talk about the upcoming birth of Jesus. Women matter to Jesus. Mary mattered. Well, let's go in a different direction. Yet, some people were bringing children to Jesus that he might bless them. And the disciples tried to prevent them that were bringing the children. And Jesus then rebuked his disciples, saying, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." And my point being is that little children matter. How little? Well, Jesus at times would say this, and one of the Gospels says, "The little niptoy," that's the little nursing infants, "to such belongs the kingdom of God." Okay, so you matter. Other people matter. Other races matter. Women matter. Little children matter. Not to mention, Jesus says, "Love your enemies." So, who is it that doesn't matter to God? Do little children in the womb matter to God? King David in the Psalms, Psalm 139, wrote, "You knit me together in my mother's womb. You knew my inward parts." Pretty clear word. Did you know that early Christians in Rome were adamantly opposed to the widespread practices of their day? And two widespread practices that I have in mind are, one, abandoning children, and secondly, aborting children. Yes, they had the technology to do that back in Rome's day. And the Christians were all about caring for the abandoned children and encouraging people not to abort the babies. Why? Well, this before I tell you why, no one would put you in jail in Rome for having an abortion, but you could be put in jail, or you could be burned, or you could be beheaded for believing in Jesus in early Rome. If you didn't believe in the pantheon of other gods, that was criminal. Christians were even called atheists for not believing in the gods of the city and the emperor cult. Well, nobody said Christianity was easy. Jesus says you will be hated for my name's sake. You'll have to endure many trials and be hated for my name's sake. You are not of this world. Maybe especially a message for those who lived in such a culture at the time. So let me recap one more time and expand on this ever-growing list. You matter to God. Other people matter to God. Other races. Women matter to God. They're not property. They matter equally to God. Little children matter to God. Early Christians fought against abandonment of children and against abortion in Rome, preferring adoption and care for the littlest. Why? Because they believed human life was valued by God, from womb to tomb. God values the unborn and the aging, for they are indeed included in the gospel that God so loved the world. And they believed God's word from King David's pen. You knit me together in my mother's womb. You knew my inward parts. If you dig into the World Health Organization statistics, sometimes that's good to do. It's a little depressing, but it's worth it to do from time to time, to remember the scope of something, to remember how significant it is, and especially as it refers to life today. According to the WHO, the World Health Organization, 40 to 50 million abortions every year worldwide. That's 125,000 per day. In the U.S., where nearly half of pregnancies are unwanted, 4 in 10 of these are terminated in abortion. That's 3,000 per day. If there could be protests in heaven, abortion would be by far the most numerous protest ever achieved over upset persons on earth. It only takes less than 10 years of abortions to completely wipe out the equivalent population of the U.S., 321 million. 10 times 40 would be 400 million. That's more in just 10 years if there's 40 million per year. That's the whole U.S. population in 10 years, less than 10 years. The Supreme Court called Roe v. Wade, that decision passed in 1973, that's 45 years ago. The WHO estimate 1.44 billion since 1973. It's at 60 million in the U.S. alone. It's 20% of the population today. Well, enough stats. What's the takeaway? Mothers and fathers who are thinking about abortion should not. It's not right. Those who already have done it, it's not right. No matter how you try to justify it, that child mattered to God and matters to other people. But moms and dads who have done this and feel the pain, the sorrow, one fact remains. And it continually is an unchanged fact. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for that sin too, didn't he? He died for every sin, nailing all the sins of the whole world to the cross to show how precious all life is, how wanted every life is. He died to take away the sins of the world. So you can stand before God, perfect in His sight, loved, valued. You matter to God. You see, there really is hope for life. A hope that is secure, already accomplished, a hope that is real. We may or may not be able to change some of the stats, the trends, the laws, the access. Only by God's help will any of that happen. But hope lies in God, who is God alone, who spared not His Son, precious in His sight, to redeem all of mankind, to reconcile sinners, and to provide for all His children hope. There is hope for life. In Jesus' name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.